Front Podcast Network.
So I had an interesting thing happen to me, and it begs a question. So
if another person sat down with you at a single top table, I don't want to hear about it.
No, you know what? I did find myself at a food court in a mall recently, and I took a table that only had one chair. So I totally eliminated that possibility.
Someone with a wheelchair rolls up.
No!
First off, a big special shout out to our friend Christian from Frank About Beer. He's having a little bit of a procedure, so I want to give him just a special little shout out that we hope that you can listen to our podcast soon. Yes. That's
our opener?
No, it's not the opener.
That's a downer of an opener, Don.
Here's the opener. So I have a question for you. You are at a urinal and you're wearing shorts.
Okay. So far, you got me. I'm right on the same page with you.
So I was doing some training for my new job in a hotel because they had like one of those hotel training things, right? So I'm washing my hands. Hotel training. They did the training in the hotel. Hotel training thing. Just follow me on this.
I thought you meant like they had like a weight room. I'm like,
no.
What kind of training do you
need? No. I clearly am not using a weight room. So I'm washing my hands. I had just used the restroom. I'm washing my hands, and someone behind me is wearing shorts. And I notice that I can see his butt cheek.
He pulled his shorts down?
How would you take a piss?
That's how my son takes a piss. He's 3.
How would you take a... I didn't... No, no. Listen. Listen clearly. I didn't see butt cheeks. I saw butt cheek. How would you take a piss, or how do you take a piss when you're wearing shorts? Like, and let me clarify the pair of shorts. Not like a regular khaki pair of shorts, like athletic shorts.
So he pulled out one leg of the short?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
So this is not the first time that I've seen this either.
Wait, he pulled like the leg up, so it was like...
Like, you know, you're wearing like a pair of like athletic like Umbros or something. Do they still make Umbros?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
So I've never seen that before.
So he's at... This guy is at the urinal, and he's like, too complicated for me to just pull down the front of my pants. I'm just going to roll up the left leg and pull out my wiener and take a piss that way.
I thought you meant like he had his pants around his ankles.
No!
Just standing proudly in front of the urinal.
No, that's...
It's better when it's a dude in a suit.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don, gentlemen, old man, back in the Beat Lab. I got to tell you, though, did you say anything, Don, to the guy with the Umbros?
No, but I
did you get his number?
I pay attention to people that don't wash their hands in the bathroom, too. Do you notice that? Like, I'm not a germaphobe, but I feel like I've got to wash my hands every time I go to the bathroom. I don't know if that's being a germaphobe or not, but
now,
I
just go pee and I don't touch anything other than pulling my pants down with my thumbs, I don't wash my hands.
Yeah, but really? What if you have to touch
Where?
And flush?
It
you
depends don't, on I don't the flush. Setting. If it's 3 a.m, I'm coming out of my bathroom to go back to bed, I don't wash my hands. But if I'm in a public place, I always wash my hands.
I never
so you don't wash your hands?
Nope.
I would publicly shame you.
Well, that's fine. I would rub my hands on your face. That's how I get away with that.
So I didn't say anything to the guy, but it's not the first time that I've seen that. I've seen it before where you're like, you know, you walk in and like you just pull up that side of your pants and you pull out your thing and pee.
You know, once you explained that he was wearing like athletic shorts, I guess at the gym that would make sense. I still don't know if I would do it, but I could see it.
Doesn't make sense. But why is Don looking out for that?
It's not.
I usually keep my eyes.
Don's at the urinal just checking out dudes.
I'm not in a urinal checking out dudes.
For your next grinder date.
I do have a lot of urinal stories. I don't know why there's all that piss on the floor in front of the urinals. Why? Do
That's
we
me.
As
That's
men,
me.
Why do we as men not have the ability to pee into the urinal? But then I'm washing my hands and I look up and in the mirror, because the mirror is right in front of me, behind me is just an ass cheek.
I'm glad that you explained mirrors are in front of you when you're washing your hands. Like, no one's ever been in a public bathroom before. Like, where would the mirrors be?
I like how you're making a joke about washing my hands when you obviously wash your hands after you touch your wiener and then you don't wash them.
No, I do if I actually touch the wiener.
I like how we're calling it a wiener.
We're adults. Sometimes I like to pull out the donger. Take a pee and really wash it off.
I always take chopsticks with me. That way I don't have to touch myself.
No, I mean, if you're, it doesn't matter. You know what? I'm not going to
get back in the pants pocket, then I head back out and hit the Arby's.
My special donger chopsticks.
Your special donger chopsticks to touch your special friend.
That's right.
And do you hold them like a chopstick, or do you...
I don't know how to hold chopsticks right, so no, I spear it.
Oh. You don't know how to use chopsticks?
No, I do know how to use chopsticks. I just thought it would be a funnier idea if I speared my own junk, Don.
Wow.
It's
okay.
Good to explain the jokes
good
afterwards.
I appreciate it.
Hey, I do have an update from last week. It's not a retraction, though. So it's just an update. Doesn't need any kind of special theme. I still, as of right now, now by the time you listen to this, this may not be the case, but as of recording it on Wednesday night, I still have a job. That's right. Last week we're all concerned. At least I was all concerned. You guys thought it was hilarious. I may not have had a job. I still have a job as of right now, although I do not have a team to do the other work I need done, and so I'm working 16 to 20 hours a day and still falling behind. But I have a job, which is just great.
Are you excited about that?
No. No. I can't wait to leave.
I started my new job.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that my new job said is, don't talk about your new job.
And you were like, but I have a podcast with 7 listeners. I'm going to talk about it. These people want to know.
Yeah, so we had like confidentiality training, and they were very enthusiastic about you making sure that you don't talk about your new job.
Now, you haven't said where you're working.
I cannot.
And you cannot talk about
it. I cannot say that, no.
Are you going to go to foreign countries and kill people?
No, I apparently work at Fight Club.
I mean, I think it's amazing that they're that concerned about it. I mean, every company doesn't want you to go on Facebook or Twitter and badmouth the company.
Especially since all I'm doing is making fried chicken at Royal Farms.
That's right.
Applebee's has always had a long-standing policy of confidentiality. So it's not shocking that Don wouldn't be allowed to talk about, you know, his new management role in Applebee's.
And they're like, please explain how they make the riblets. I cannot talk about what I'm doing anymore.
I like the chicken wonton tacos myself, but I can't talk about that. Can't talk about that. Chicken wonton tacos.
The way they make you scrub the dishes is very deep and it's a trade secret.
High in sodium.
When I turned legal drinking age, that was the bar I would go to, was the bar at Applebee's.
Oh, yeah, I did too, because I was working at a mall. And so that was the only place right outside of the mall that served alcohol. So we'd go there after work, and we would eat half price apps and play that stupid bar trivia game every night. And I realized later on that made me a loser.
Also made you an alcoholic, I think.
That wasn't that. A lot of things made me an alcoholic, but I wasn't drinking heavily there. It's too expensive to drink.
Was that an
Applebee's
Mall, or was that East Point Mall? Because is an Applebee's inside of East Point Mall.
Now was when I still worked at the fine Annapolis Mall. Which is a great mall.
I think
mall.
That was the start of where I would get a free beer and then tip 200% on the bill because I wasn't good at math.
that $4 beer you gave me was a treat. Here's $25.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not good with that. So I do still have a job. My wife is now acting like I'm not going to have a job because I probably will not. I'll either be leaving or they will fold or they'll fire me at some point. So
well, that's probably pretty smart on her part, too.
It is. So we're living like the poor folks. We're living like the poor folks. Last night, I had a dinner of rice, and we're going to cut our cable, and we're reusing coffee filters, and we're probably going to refinance the house. And
the baby's wearing diapers that he wore 3 days ago.
He's hanging free, and I'm just we're just letting him poop on the floor.
Free and clear.
Saving
they're reusing coffee filters?
I'm reusing coffee filters. I rinse them out. I lightly fold them, nicely fold them up over the counter, and then I reuse them. We drink a lot of coffee. This is actually a huge cost saver.
Now, do you reuse the coffee grounds?
I will use the reuse the coffee grounds. My wife will not do that.
Okay.
She has standards.
So she's fine with reusing
not
the coffee
with husbands,
filter.
But with coffee.
Wow. So she's fine with reusing the coffee filter, but not reusing the coffee grounds.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So
yeah, the place I live in, they raise rent on everybody, but to like compensate, they now give you free coffee. So I'm drinking an extra $150 worth of coffee.
Is it good coffee?
No.
Senka.
it's used Folgers from my house. I just ship it down to Asheville.
That's nice.
They pay me a half price for it. It's working out for everybody involved. So yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have a new job soon, most likely, or no job soon.
Now it took me a year to find a new job.
Oh, it's going to take me forever. But that's why I'm looking now while I have one. And since no one in my office listens to the show or knows I do it, or if they do, I would have been fired long ago.
I'd come to you and talk to you about any openings at
my
job.
We're not allowed to talk about your job.
Not allowed to talk about that.
Which is weird, because even off-air, you're not allowed to talk about
it. I know. No.
So far, you haven't told me anything about your job, except you went to training and saw a guy's balls.
yes. Yes. Those are all valid. Those are all valid about my new job.
Well, you know, I may have a new job soon or no job, and Don's got a new job starting soon he can't talk about. But Tony's got the biggest life change of anyone on this podcast right now.
The softball season for me has come to a close.
Oh, no. No, Don, that's not happy. You can't. Right now, every listener is screaming in pain that there's no going to be any more softball.
I think the other
updates.
Team members that were happy about it.
I'm sure. They are dancing.
Still,
if you're on Tony's team, that's super loud today, Don. Very loud.
They're still playing one more weekend. I am not playing because. Did I talk about my injury 2 weeks ago?
Where you tripped on a base?
Yeah. I hit a weak ball as a grounder.
Little dribbler up the middle.
I jogged up to first base and struck my heel on the base and then felt immediate pain and wasn't able to walk comfortably for since then. This is going on like 10 days. So I did go to a doctor, and I don't have anything fractured, but it's going to take like 4 weeks for this heel bruise to resolve itself. So,
I'm sorry, it's a heel bruise?
A heel bruise.
Is that professionally that was professionally diagnosed?
He went to a doctor.
I did. Now, the worst part is there's really no cool way of saying heel bruise without sounding like a giant pussy.
See,
like,
that's not the worst. That's not the worst part. The worst part is you tripped over a base.
Yeah, but that happens. Ricky Henderson used to trip over bases all the time.
Yeah, but he was
all-time steal.
But he was stealing them 50 at a pop.
Well, still, he was still tripped. Still trip. No one ever mentions that. Now, Babe Ruth,
wind up in
the
pitch. Here's a little dribble up the first base side. Oh, no. Graziak trips over first base. First time, and he's made it there all season long.
So so this past weekend, we had to play two games. We had to play at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. We had to witness, you know, win or you're out.
I believe those are called double headers.
That's an hour apart.
We get there at 2 o'clock.
They start at
2
and play for an hour, and they play again at 3.
That's not a very long game.
Yeah, it's not 7 innings. It goes by very, very quickly. They speed it up. It's none of this slow down 7-hour game.
You
got to
put the ball on the tee. You got to hit the ball off the tee. I get it.
Our team automatically played with one out because I sat on the bench.
So,
Ghost Runner on first.
So the first game, the other team doesn't even show up. So we automatically won that game.
Nice. Only win of the year.
How pissed was Tony that he got there like, son of a bitch.
He must have been so excited to win a game without playing. He was like, this is the best game of my life.
No, he wants the season to end. He didn't want to play a second game that day. He wanted to be one and done. And then he gets there and he's like, son of a bitch.
I got to stick around for an hour talk.
So then the second game
ever seen a guy's balls at a urinal?
And we're playing around, just fielding some fly balls,
shagging some fly balls,
canning some corn, and I go to run after a ball. Of course, I'm not going to catch it, so it drops in front of me because I can't catch. I also have this tremendous fear of the ball hitting me in the face, so I let the ball drop.
You
everyone's
should do
like,
something else
with
your time.
It's a high fly pop up. Oh, why is he
put his glove over his face and ran away from it?
Graziak's running in the opposite direction. He's going to let one fall in there for a base hit.
He just dove.
Wow.
So I let the ball drop. I go to run after it. I strike the same heel I injured the week before. Tremendous pain. I almost double over. I don't even play the second game because of the injury.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Time out. You didn't play the first game because the first game was a forfeit.
Right.
Yeah.
So they were fooling around here himself again, didn't play the second game.
But the way he made it sound like, I didn't even have to play that. Couldn't play the second game. You didn't play the first game.
the first game was a blowout.
We won, though. We won the first game. I'm counting as a win. I was on the team that won that game.
Well done.
So you didn't play the second game.
Now, did they win the second game?
Yes. God damn it. They won the second game. I was praying that the other team was going to come back because they were starting to come back. But fucking this guy catches the ball for the final out. As this guy's running for home, and it was the worst. I was like, come on, all you gotta do is just score one more run to tie it.
Now, I've been using the term wiener throughout the show, and he just dropped a big F-bomb.
I was gonna say, we should just do live O's games, just on the podcast. Just, this fucking guy just got the ball.
There's a high fly pop-up center field. Oh, look, fucking Adam Jones is out there. He's under it, makes a big fucking catch, side retired.
I was talking to
not before
Mike
the
Devereaux,
fucking Angels.
Coach.
get a couple runs on the board. Guy. Fucking Mike Devereaux is going to be retired at the end of today's game, seventh inning. Keep playing
got
that mother
fucking party plan.
Heck, keep playing that motherfucking John Denver during
guys,
the seventh
don't listen
inning
to this
stretch.
One at work. Don't listen to this one at work.
Not sufficient for work.
So I haven't been able to work out because of this injury.
Oh,
because
man, you're going to be 700 pounds.
All you do is you do, like, box jumps, and you're, like, you know, you're doing exercises where you're driving through the heel, and I can't do that because I can't put any weight on my left heel.
But the other thing, too, is that he's now sending out pictures of soda.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so he's gone back off the rails.
Yeah, so he's back to drinking soda again.
I've pulled a Jeremy where where my diet, I think I've had 3 pizzas in the last 5 days.
Hey, listen. Now's the time for you to get into a weight loss contest with him. He's drinking soda.
And
you
I can't
eat because you don't have a job. So this is the perfect time.
I'm going to destroy.
We'll call you Ethiopian Jeremy.
I'm going to look weird.
I got to turn things around. It's not looking good at the moment.
Another episode, Radio for Winners. Tony, Ethiopian Jeremy, and Cherokee Don.
So I had
3 grains of rice for lunch. 3 grains of
rice.
So
I already said I'm not going to play next week because next week there's potentially 3 games.
It's not over.
No, they won the second
game. Yeah, they won. So they're advancing without me. My wife is going to play because she actually can play the game. She can hit the ball and field. However, I will not be there playing the game. Although I think my wife's going to make me go because...
You should get to keep score and give out snow cones.
It's going to be so awful.
Oh.
Because now, I got so... This is another thing. It was like bright and sunny. There was no cover over the dugout. So I got sunburned over my body during the game that I wasn't even able to play. But then I didn't feel like so. Not only the only thing I've gotten out of this this fucking thing
is a questionable mole.
Exactly that
changes color,
heel injury, a depressed spiraling food binging thing going on, and then also. My self-esteem has taken a hit because I finished a season essentially 2-for-12.
Now, is there like an all-star team that's put together, like comprised of like the elites from each one of the teams that maybe there's a possibility that your wife makes and you don't?
If they do that at the end of the season as some kind of like awards thing, I am not going to the banquet.
Banquet?
It's at the Royal Farms.
Real fast, real
fresh.
I got
fried chicken.
I can't talk about it, though.
Nope.
No.
It's a secret.
It is.
Well, what's
so,
not
yeah,
a
so
secret?
I got a serious case of depression going on because I can't work out. And then I'm not going to be able to run again for like 4 weeks. So I'm going to miss the Spartan races that I have these bets going on with.
But I bet you played a whole lot of Baldur's Gate.
But I think that we're probably going to be reintroducing the fat snack segment where Tony talks about all of the great fat snacks that he's been eating.
But not even Fat Sacks. He's just going to tell us about it. So today it's 17 waffles.
I'll say that my 6th level Blackguard Paladin is currently doing very well in Baldur's Gate.
Excellent. See, that's what happens when you. That's what I do. That's why my excuse for why I play so many video games. I hurt my foot.
I don't know what's wrong with you too.
Well, that's a whole different.
Is
show.
Baldur's Gate like that? That con? What was that? Otakon?
No. Otakon is like a. It's an anime convention. In Baltimore.
Dude, I was listening to a podcast about Baldur's Gate. People that do gaming podcasts, I don't get it, Jeremy. I don't understand. They're horrible.
Well, the one I like is Retrovaniacs. Those guys are down to earth. They really know what they're talking about. They like to BS a little
good.
Bit at the start of the show.
I'll have to check them out. But the other 3 that I listened to today, unbelievable how... I will say, these guys know how to pronounce words. I'll give them that.
Is one of those guys Pootie Tang?
What?
You don't know who Pootie Tang is?
I mean, I remember the movie Pootie Tang.
Johnny Bitkiller.
Never mind.
I honestly don't even know what you were saying.
No, so Howard Stern was talking about that guy. That I think his name is like Pootie Tang. He's got like a gaming podcast, but he's got like 35 million subscribers like on like his YouTube page, and like he makes like $8 million a year. I was just trying to think of how to monetize this to maybe make at least $8 a year.
You know what's sad? I know exactly what you're talking about, and I didn't listen to Howard Stern. You're talking about... PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
Like
there you go.
Yeah, he just does a lot of gaming videos where he just screams.
So you know about it.
Oh, yeah. That guy makes a lot of money doing that.
Yes. Why can't we do that?
I don't know. Instead, I go and work 20 hours a day for $7 an hour.
Maybe we can make a living off of our next segment.
That's true, because it was a big hit last time. So we've brought it back. We're going to make it a regular segment. It's the Radio for Winners.
Power rankings.
Look at that, huh? I spent all this time and effort on that. So nice.
Oh,
that has terrible taste.
Well, that happens too.
Wow. How we're not making $8 million out of this?
Yeah, that was impressive. It was too loud to start. We had to turn it down, and then there's a robot talking.
Did you play that for your wife and say, "Honey, all of our prayers have been answered"?
I know you're concerned about money, but I spent an hour today making this. Also, my boss called. I didn't answer because I was busy making it.
We're putting the band back together.
We're going to go out. And, so that's the power ranking segment. Last time we did, top five cereals?
Top five cereals? This time,
it's top five 80s cartoons. Now, I think we actually did discuss this before to some level, but I think we only ranked like three and only the big three. So, bam.
And I think the criteria is only this. You had to have watched it in the 80s. So it could be a cartoon that perhaps was from an earlier time period, but they replayed it in the 80s. That's fine. However,
like if someone's going to pick Looney Tunes, which is a ridiculous choice, but you could pick it. I watched a lot of that in the 80s. It would be valid.
Okay. So, yeah, that's the only criteria.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Looney Tunes.
Okay.
I didn't list it, though, because that's a crazy pick. So last time we did our five, each of us did our five. I think this time we should each say our number five and then each say number four, et cetera. I'm going to start. Number five for me, Dungeons & Dragons cartoon. And remember the Dungeons & Dragons cartoon? The kids went on the amusement park ride. They end up in the world of Dungeons & Dragons with Dungeon Master. And slowly they try to find their way back home. I loved that cartoon. I watched it religiously. Anyone else watch that at all?
I did not, no.
Okay, Don didn't watch it because he just stared at me like I was a crazy person.
No, I didn't watch that.
Don, what is your number five?
Well, you know, it was a tough choice. You had options like Jabberjaw and Snorks. those were clear
so
options.
So far, Don's list is strong.
I'm going to go with the Smurfs because that was probably one that I did watch back in the 80s.
I just listed five cartoons I knew.
I've got four more.
Excellent. John's picked the Smurf.
I'm Don.
Don.
Or John's.
John's.
John's Don's.
Trumpers. Number four Smurf. Number five Smurfs. Tony.
Number five for me, Looney Tunes.
Uh-oh, look at that.
Oh, no, he put Looney Tunes.
No, it was not.
Oh.
That's what he wasn't. You know, this was a tough one. I had to go between two that were almost tied, but I decided to choose Flintstones.
Flintstones?
Over He-Man. He-Man almost made it into my top five. Did not make it quite as much. But Flintstones, I did watch it usually like every single morning. It seemed like it was on.
It was on all
the time. At
least
during the school day.
Yeah, I like the Flintstones, too. I forgot about He-Man.
How did you forget about He-Man?
Because I have a bunch of other awesome cartoons.
Okay, I can't wait to hear the rest of your list, but I'm going to start with my number four, the Thundercats.
I
watched a lot of the Thundercats, and I thought about it. Did I really like the Thundercats? And the answer is I probably didn't, but I liked it a lot until the later episodes when Snarf got a family, and then no one should like the
so
Thundercats.
So I'm venturing to guess that your number three is Voltron.
No.
That's number two.
It is. It might be number two. It does not matter, Don. What's your number four?
My number four was Grape Ape.
How could you not like Voltron? Grape Ape. First off, I think it's from the 60s. I know that
didn't you used to watch the USA Cartoon Express?
Yes, I did. I liked the USA Cartoon Express. And it did have that and Jabberjaw, like you mentioned earlier. That's all but I wouldn't have picked any of those.
I'd get myself a big old bowl of honeycomb.
And watch Grape Ape.
I'd sit myself in front of the Grape Ape.
He just described my high school years, unfortunately. Why aren't you out on a date with your friends? I don't know, because Grape Ape's on and Mom bought honeycomb. That was my 90s.
That's nice. Yes. Tony, you're number four.
Number four for me was Robotech.
What?
See, Robotech was good, but I never actually watched it until way later. I didn't watch it in the 80s.
Robotech?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It's basically like a core version of the Transformers, in my opinion. In my opinion.
Well, they had men inside them, so it wasn't the Transformers more than yeah. Didn't all cartoons have men inside them? Like the Smurfs. I've lost my mind. Number three, actually, I had to change my number three because your wife reminded me on the way in. DuckTales. DuckTales, the finest of the Disney cartoons.
Woo!
Number three.
What was number three?
Choice. Originally, my number three was Voltron. I moved it
to four.
To two.
Oh, so what got kicked out?
He-Man.
Oh,
wow.
He-Man got pushed down the list.
Okay.
Out of the five.
So He-Man was five. He went to six.
Right.
Okay.
Because He-Man has not aged well.
Hey, if you like this segment of our show, wait till we talk about NFL power rankings.
Top five NFL teams. Only from the 80s. Go ahead, Don. You're number three.
My number three. Only from the 80s. Scooby-Doo. God,
you have the worst list.
Why is my list horrible?
I can see that making a top five.
No one liked Scooby-Doo.
I loved Scooby-Doo, especially when Phyllis Diller was on. I mean, that
okay, those are definitely not from the
80s. You just thought Daphne was hot.
That's not the point. Daphne could have hiked up her skirt a little bit.
The one with Charles Nelson Reilly was amazing.
Hi! No, but they used to have, what was the guy from Mork and Mindy that played Mork's son? What was his name? Remember the chubby guy? Jeremy, that's right. No, I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember. Winters.
Jonathan Winters. Yeah, Jonathan Winters. And Phyllis Diller. But yes, I know that they were clearly not made in the 80s, but I watched them in the 80s.
Don,
there was afternoons, Fox 45.
The last segment just now, what you just talked about, our 60-year-old listener is loving this right now.
Who?
Our 60-year-old listener.
Who's 60?
Anyone who would know what you're talking about. Phyllis Diller. Tony, number three.
Number three, Voltron.
Look at that. Good choice. It's a solid choice.
But it has to be the Tigers, not the
no one wants cars. No one wants Vehicle Voltron. It's terrible.
That was a terrible show. Absolutely.
Which is why, as Don already ruined, it's my number two. It's the best cartoon. In fact, it wasn't on regular times. I had to hunt for Voltron. And every time it was on, even though every episode's exactly the same, I watched it start to finish.
It was a remake of Voltron. It came out a few years ago that I caught on Netflix, and it just was not good. Was not
it was Power Rangers.
I would love for you guys to take screenshots and tweet them of what Netflix recommends that you watch. Because, I mean, it's like you're watching like cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, but don't you let your kids watch things on Netflix?
Yeah, but
mine's
like,
all kids' cartoons. And then sad
documentaries. I share my login with like 30 people, so.
Not me.
Except for Tony and I use the same login.
Yeah, I didn't get that login, remember? How's my HBO login doing for you?
I'll resend the email.
The one where it says I can't share the login, is that the email that you're going to resend?
That's the one you'll be getting. I can't share it. All right.
Can't talk about his job either.
You have it.
Number two.
Number two, Transformers.
Okay. You know, I have to agree, it's a solid cartoon.
More than meets the eye.
Tony.
All right. I have G.I. Joe.
Uh-huh.
I used to love that cartoon. Almost made to number one.
See, I have Transformers as my number one.
Okay, so Transformers is your number one.
Because it's a far superior cartoon to G.I. Joe.
I have G.I. Joe as my number one.
Only annoyance with G.I. Joe is that no one ever died.
Well, but it was pretty... How many
planes can you jump out of where you got the parachute working?
Hey, I always thought it was an amazing feat that there were blue and red lasers flying back and forth, and no one got hit. How do you dodge that many lasers? They were shooting lasers.
I mean, I definitely watched G.I. Joe, but it didn't even make my top five because I realized I liked the toys way more than the show.
Yeah, but you could probably say that about Thundercats, too. Like you had.
I did not like the toys.
Really?
No.
The Voltron, too, where you put them all together?
Voltron was a cool toy and a cool show. I mean, that's the perfect show, except that Transformers is a better show.
Okay. And Tony, you're number one.
My number one. As you guys know, my childhood was filled with a lot of sadness. So there was nothing more comforting than a Saturday morning.
And my Uncle Billy's.
Eating Captain Crunch or Lucky Charms or Cookie Crisp and watching the Smurfs as my number one.
Really?
Look at that. The Smurfs as my five and you made fun of me. That's his number one.
God, you guys are both damaged.
Are you going to make fun of him?
I'm totally going to make. That's a horrible number one. Who likes the Smurfs?
Clearly America.
No. Well, first off, it's from Europe. So America couldn't like it.
Well, we're the only ones that watch it and pay movies.
That movie seems terrible, too.
There's not just one. There's like three or four.
And there's also a cutoff period. It's not like I was 14 watching the Smurfs.
Yes, you were.
I was, actually. But hey.
Hey, while you were home watching the Smurfs eating your Cookie Crisp, I was home.
Eating Honey Crisp.
Watching Honeycombs, watching Grape Ape.
Grape Ape, yeah.
USA Cartoon Express.
Wow. Number one Smurfs. That's a shocker. I really thought we were going to have G.I. Joe there because I figured everyone's going to pick G.I. Joe and Transformers 1 and 2. I did not pick G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that's what I had, G.I. Joe and Transformers is number 1 and 2.
I've never been a Transformers fan.
I know one guy who's an adult. He has rooms full of Transformers.
I went to get him on the show.
Just to talk about Transformers. Nothing else. just Transformers.
Well, that was good. That was fun.
I did try to watch Hulk Hogan's cartoon.
Hulk Hogan.
He was in the news recently. And, man, that show's bad. It's on YouTube.
What's the remember the WWE wrestlers?
You know, the Starcade or something?
It was like on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't remember the name of it. But then there was also the one with Mr. T and the gymnasts. That
Teaming
was a solid
up with
one.
Mr. T.
Was that actually to just make that up on the fly?
No, that's... It was Mr. T and gymnasts. That's right.
Yeah, it's great. It was outstanding. But I have no other stories about this. I hope the power ranking segment was as good as the last one. Probably not, because food always does seem to go better than cartoons.
And we didn't yell at each other as much on this one.
Well, we all were in agreement that Voltron was amazing.
Terrible choices, Don. I mean, there were some questionable
Great
ones.
Great Babe's
clearly,
a little weird.
Tony, you and I had three of the same cartoons out of five. We had G.I. Joe, Transformers. The only difference is that I had Smurfs at five, and you, sir, you had it at number one.
It's the only time I was ever happy.
Clearly not right
now.
Well,
that's just on the show there. That's perfect.
No.
But we can't, because we have other things that have occurred that are not just part of our lives, but part of everyone's life. And that's the part we talk about on Radio for Winners. And the news. That's right. Radio for Winners and the news. Everyone can take 2 to 3 news stories. We take all the pieces out. Every other news topic is talked about. And we put them back together in a different order, making up facts and bring them to you as new news.
We're making up facts.
Don turned off his microphone.
I got a tickle in my throat. Are you getting sick? I mean, I feel my whole family's gotten sick again. I feel like I got that tickle in my throat again.
Well, I was going to talk about the debates, because by the time you listen to this, the first Republican debate took place already. However, we're recording this pre-debate, so I don't really have much to say about it.
Can you believe what Trump said in that thing?
I'm sure it was out of line.
It was awesome.
There was what is surprising is I know you can only have 10 people on the debate. There are some big names out of the debate.
Yep, so...
you know who bothered me that's out, or no, that's in, that should be out, is Huckabee. Like, well, how do people even like this guy? He's way too religious. His big platform push is gay marriage and being against it. I mean, that's your big concern with...
I like that you clarified
all the other issues going on.
I like that you clarified being against it, because if you're the Republican candidate, you're pro gay marriage. You're not going to get very many votes.
You haven't really found one that run Republican candidate who's actually for it. I've not.
I think there's some that actually don't care. But
4 years ago, Rick Perry, he was a Republican's dream. Then he makes a comment, and then he's out. And I like how he's out again. I mean that guy.
Yeah,
thought
he's
that
not
he could,
making it in. Lindsey Graham not in.
Yeah, both of them. But Ben Carson,
Santorum not in.
Ben Carson is in.
Yeah, how did Ben Carson make it in?
Open heart surgery, Tony. Is he a brain surgeon or a heart surgeon?
I think he's a brain surgeon.
Well, he operates on your mind and your heart.
You should really work on his campaign. That's a pretty strong slogan. But we know what we did see. We didn't get to see the debate, but we did see Lenny Kravitz's dick fall out. Did anyone else see that video? It's pretty gold. He's playing guitar. I'm not sure which song it was, because it's just a solo.
American Woman!
I'm sure it was American Woman, Don's version only. And he basically crouches down in the middle of a solo, and his pants rip, and his junk just falls out like a slinky.
Now I have not seen it.
Well, you should take time to watch it tonight, over and over again.
Is it on YouTube?
Just search Lenny Kravitz's dick. You'll find a lot of new videos.
Okay. Now, why did you see this, and why have you continued to watch it?
Well, first off, it's hypnotizing. But I mean, how would you not click something that was like Lenny Kravitz's dick falls out because he's rocking too hard? I mean, I had to check it out. I've played guitar for 20 years, and I'm not going to compare myself to Lenny Kravitz in many ways. One, smaller
dick. Oh, I just saw it.
Two, not nearly as good at guitar. But I've never played so hard that any body part has fallen out of anything.
Wow, I think it touched the stage.
It's pretty impressive.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive.
Wow, we have talked about penis way too much in this episode, but that was, boy, Lisa Bonet. She was a pretty lucky. Now, what did he do afterwards?
He walked off stage, and someone came out and said there were technical problems, and he came out and said, "Sorry, I ripped my pants," and then broke into American Woman again, I'm sure, because he only has one song.
Oh, you're going to go my way.
Oh, the two songs. Look at that. Don knows all the hits.
I like Lenny Kravitz. I like him more now.
Well, I don't even know how to transition to the next news item, but I'm going to try.
You quickly press the button and move on.
I'll push the button because we have other things to talk about, such as Hitchbot, a robot that was designed to travel from coast to coast by hitching rides with people to show how friendly the human race actually is, has ended its journey from Boston to the West Coast in Philly.
So I heard about this as well, and I was thinking about my upcoming trip that I can't talk about, where I'll be up close to that area, and I was thinking about the city of brotherly love,
mm-hmm.
and how this robot has made its way around the world.
It made it through Canada in like 26 days from one coast to the other coast just via hitchhikers. It wasn't a planned thing. Basically, they just put it on the side of the road, and there's a sign that says, like, I don't know what it was for Canada, but for here, they dropped it off in Boston, and there was a sign on it that said, San Francisco or bust. And people were just taking it wherever they wanted to see
baseball
if it would ever
games.
Make it there.
They took it to a baseball game.
They took it out on a cruise.
Yep.
And it made it somehow to Philly, where some jerk off in an Eagles jersey just kicked the crap out of it until it stopped working.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, yeah!
And by himself, there's a video of it. He's by himself. It's not like he's a bunch of his friends and drunk, thinks it's funny. Just some dude at like 7 in the morning just comes up, kicks the crap out of it, and goes about his day.
That was the mayor.
That was the mayor
of Philadelphia. Happy mayor day.
Now, did anyone else read any more about this?
So, it only made what, like, it didn't last very long in the U.S., though,
no,
right?
It didn't make it. It was a couple weeks total.
Yeah. But didn't it go through Europe, too, or no?
Yeah, before it went here.
It's been all over the place with no issues whatsoever.
Correct. Until it gets here and then Philly.
Until it gets to Philadelphia.
Right.
And Baltimore's got problems.
Well, it didn't make it to Baltimore. It probably would have been worse there, to be honest.
It definitely would have been murdered.
But did you actually look at it? I'm going to argue that it's not really a robot.
Well,
it's literally like a dummy with an iPad glued to it.
But can it walk?
I made robots like that as a kid. They aren't really robots.
It can't walk?
No, it just sits there. It's like a dummy body, and it had an iPad on the inside or some other kind of tablet, and it would take photos and send them to Instagram, and it was programmed to say things, in the car with you, like a conversation piece. I have an example that I found. You know, so like you're driving along with this guy in the car.
I have a feeling we're going to be set up here. He's going to make fun of me of some sort.
There's no way I would make fun of you, Don. You're a really nice guy. And all of a sudden, he's just like,
hello, how are you?
And you're like, oh, thanks a lot. That's great. And then he would tell you little facts about where you are, because he has a GPS unit as well that would track where you are. So he would say things just, you know, like...
I like how you're stalling.
Did you know I crossed Canada in 16 days?
And you're like, I don't care. I don't care, Hitchbot. And he would just say little things the whole way through. It's a little bit annoying. I'm not surprised someone beat the crap out of it. Imagine you're in a car with some guy that just constantly says stuff. It's like traveling with me.
It's like traveling with us on our NASCAR RFW show trip.
That's right. Anyone that wants to come, just don't kick the crap out of us in Philly. It's going to be a good time.
We're not going to Philly.
No, we're not. We're going south. We're going the other direction.
I was
completely.
Really waiting for a Jerry Seinfeld impression.
I was waiting. Don, your Jerry Seinfeld impression sucks.
No, that would be rude, Don.
That's a new impression.
Robot making fun of Don is a solid impression. I'm going to keep it. But now for some somber news. Not only did a robot that's not a robot die, but a legend has passed away as well. WWE legend. Actually, WWF legend. Rowdy Roddy Piper has passed away at the age of 61 to heart failure. Loved by many, hated by few.
The World Wildlife Federation.
That's right.
Is mourning the loss of Rowdy.
When he was big, it was still the WWF.
Roddy Piper.
I mean, he still was wrestling, as far as I know. I don't think he was in the WWE anymore, but he was still a name. I mean, I don't know anything about wrestling, and he's one of the people I knew, mainly because he was in the movie They Live, which is an excellent science fiction film.
He was also in the WWE cartoon, and he played the enemy, obviously.
I was looking at Twitter, and there was a meme, and they do this every time a wrestler dies, and it's the worst. It's a Stairway to Heaven. And at the top of the stairway is Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh.
Midway on the stairway is the Ultimate Warrior. And they're both welcoming Roddy Piper. And it really makes you just disgusted at the human race. It is a loss. The guy was one of the greatest. He had the greatest ability to shoot a promo, Roddy Piper. I mean, a true heel ahead of his time, really. I mean, the guy today would be just as cutting edge with his promos. An incredible personality. Definitely a loss. And a young guy, too. I mean, 61 is not that old. I mean, I know he lived a hard life on the road, but it's just still... I found it pretty shocking.
Now, was the lovely Elizabeth also...
Did you know Roddy
also?
Piper was in the classic movie They Live?
Why, Hitchbot, I did not know that Roddy Piper was in the classic movie They Live. Did you guys know that?
No, what else is Hitchbot going to say?
Hitchbot's not going to say anything. Keep talking, Don.
I don't think I like Hitchbot. I think I'm going to rip his freaking head off as well. Was the lovely Elizabeth also in that picture, Tony?
No, she was not. Unfortunately.
Why do you think all these wrestlers have passed like that?
Well, I mean, you get addicted to pain pills because your body's taking its beating. I mean, they're not just on TV once a week and then they're resting. They have to go on these road shows where they're performing 3-4 times a week. You know, they're in different cities every single day, pretty much, or another city, and the body gets beat up. Try eating healthy on the road, and then try doing it when you're taking these huge bumps. It's not surprising at all that see these wrestlers
lose. Why
would you
even bring that up? We're here to celebrate the life of Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Here we go.
And instead, you just brought it down.
What's
Cherokee Don brings the show to a halt again.
Hitchbot already knows. You're terrible.
I hate
a
you,
grinding halt.
I hate you, Hitchbot.
Thank you for being on Radio for Winners.
Why are we singing this song?
I heard it today on the radio.
What channel do you listen to on the radio?
Big 70s. And I thought, I want Don to sing this.
Tony Orlando and Don?
Uh-huh. Do it, Don.
I don't think I know the words until we get to the chorus. Can I just wait till the chorus?
Maybe I just thought of it because it's Tony Orlando and Don.
You see my Starbucks cup when I ordered it today?
D-A-W-N.
Oh, tie a yellow ribbon.
You're early. This is embarrassing.
Oh, God.
Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon round the old oak tree. I don't know this song. I just know that part. I think my grandparents used to listen.
Listening. Find RFW on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Please write a review on iTunes. See you next week, fuckers.
And you can't get a job. There's got to be a creative company out there somewhere that needs somebody to change the coffee filter or something. All right, well, I guess that's it. Another episode. Is there another button to play? No. Liar. All right. Bye, everybody. Have a good week.
See you guys.
Grown men probably have better things to do than play radio in the garage. I bet your parents have many regrets. Goodbye.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com, search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.